Hello everyone. So today let us talk about pre-sale. And I have been making videos recently about career, and especially when it comes to career in the field of Atlassian ecosystem. Now, I always say that you should definitely focus on your technical skills, because that is a must have. I mean, you should not even think about ignoring it. That is definitely the base. But on top of your technical skills, there are various skills that I believe will set you apart from Jira administrators, especially if you want to become a consultant. And I of course say that, of course, start with being a Jira admin, great. But that should not be your target or your goal. Jira admin is something that you can do, or Jira admin is something that you do. Like, it is basically like something that you know about the tool, but that should not be your long-term objective. Of course, if you're a Jira administrator, you will definitely get a job. There is plenty of demand in the market, but when it comes to help organizations, help others to actually adopt the tool, to basically understand how Jira can support them, how Jira can help them. That is where consultants add a lot of value. Now, in the last video, or maybe in the video that I made, I believe 2 days ago or maybe yesterday, I mentioned about the skills, non-technical skills that I think are really important when it comes to becoming a Jira consultant. And one such skill is, and I want to dedicate this video on that particular skill or that particular field. It can just you can treat it as a skill, but it is actually a proper job in its own. If you talk about pre-sale, now pre-sale, we have to first understand what exactly is a pre-sale and how pre-sale works in Atlassian consultation, or how you can use your pre-sale skills or your skills to demonstrate, talk to people, to actually sell or help your clients make a decision. Now, let us say you're working for a partner. Now, when you're working for a partner, usually Atlassian, I'm talking about Atlassian partner, usually Atlassian partners, they provide services, they have products. And if they provide services, which most of them do, they will be, of course, interacting with customers. They will be talking to customers. Customers will reach out to those partners. And these partners will have like a sales team, or even before sales team, they will probably have an account manager, right? So let us say when you go to sparksys.com and when you fill up a form, or when you raise a ticket to get help, you will probably get someone from the sales team or account manager team. They are usually known as account managers because they manage the account, and they are usually the first point of contact. And these account managers, they will of course try to understand from client. They will try to understand whether this client is worth dealing with. I mean, that is what salespeople do. They have to identify, they have to qualify those leads. And when, let us say, they think that, okay, this particular customer is, you know, it can potentially bring a lot of business. And usually these sales people working in sales team, they have a target, they get a commission. That is how things work, right? Which is fine, because they bring business to the organization. Now, when you have these leads, they will probably ask questions like, okay, I'm looking for migrating my Jira instance from server to cloud, or maybe I want some help with scripting, or maybe I need to just roll out Jira in my organization, or maybe Jira service management. And based on this, your account manager or the account manager in the partner organization will then reach out to the sales team. A salesperson will be assigned, but usually these account managers and sales team, they may know about Jira, but they are of course not technical people. Their responsibility is to manage the client. Their responsibility is to basically understand client's requirement, and then of course work with the technical team to Maybe give them estimate, maybe give them initial demo, maybe help them with making a proposal and understanding their requirements a bit more in detail. So that is where pre-sale role comes into picture. Now, there are organizations where you will have a dedicated team of pre-sale, because if, let us say, you already have a team of consultants, they might not always have availability. But sales team, they need always help with these inquiries. They need someone to help them, assist them to sell. And pre-sale, if I have to give you some ideas, because I have done pre-sale for many years. When I was in India, I was, of course, running my own company. And pre-sale is something that you anyways have to do if you are trying to build your own company. Even if you're a freelancer, or maybe you have a small team, whenever you're dealing with clients, and if you are probably the only person, or maybe you have a small team and you're responsible for doing a lot of things, because that is what people do in small companies. They do a lot of things. They wear multiple hats, right? So they have to talk to clients, they have to make a proposal, they have to give demos, they have to answer all the questions that clients are asking, they have to estimate, they have to also make sure that until the project is won, they are always involved. So that is pre-sale. And this pre-sale, as I mentioned before, it could be someone doing it as part of their main job, or it could be a full-time job, but it is basically a role that is usually done by technical consultants, because you need them. And this is actually more important than doing the actual consultation, to be honest. Because if you're a consultant, let us say you have to upgrade Jira, and you're given, okay, we have 10 days, or roughly 10 days, and based on the client engagement, based on your agreement with client, it could be a fixed cost project, it could be time and material, but you have some idea. So that is easy, right? You have to upgrade, okay, do your upgrade and then move on. Or maybe you are supposed to work on a project with the list of deliverables. But who is actually deciding those deliverables? Who is actually going to understand client's requirement and estimate the work? And that is something that can only be done by someone who is an experienced consultant. For example, if I'm dealing with, let us say, a new client, or maybe an existing requirement within my you may have like a team, like in big organizations, various teams will reach out to you, or your Atlassian tools guys, for new things that they want to implement. Now, in both the cases, it could be a new client or a new organization or a new project within the same organization. They will, of course, tell you, okay, we are trying to solve this problem. We are trying to achieve this. We are trying to do this automation. We are trying to integrate Jira with ServiceNow. Right. And usually senior consultants, they have done this in the past. They also try to understand based on client's budget. So initially, when you're talking to clients, you can actually further qualify, and you can help your customers and clients to make a decision. For example, if I'm talking to a client and they want to do a lot of things in Jira, and I tell them, okay, this is all possible, but it will probably take maybe 50 days, right? But the client will say, okay, my budget is only, based on, of course, your day rate or whatever, I can only afford 20 days. So this is very important, because if you do this wrong, then your whole project is not going to work. It will definitely fail. And if you are, let us say, again, going back to starting your career, or maybe you're already doing something with Jira or Atlassian tools, you, of course, know admin things, then, of course, if you also add these skills or work on those skills where you can also help with a pre-sale, that is where you will add a lot of value. Now, talking about, just to give you an idea. So again, technical skills, top notch, no question about it. You don't really just need to know about Jira Admin. You also need to know about various apps, because when you're talking to a customer, client can throw questions at you. Okay, how to do this, how to do that? I'm using this app. Do you know about this app? And if you answer, it is okay to say, I don't know. But usually when you are assigned a project, you will be assigned a project. If you're a senior person, there will be some expectations that, okay, this guy, let us say you're working for a partner, right? And if you know, maybe you know about Jira really well. You know about advanced roadmap, you know about Scrivener, you know about EasyBI, you know about Tempo, you know about big picture, you know about automation rules, you know about REST API, you know how to write plugins, you also have done plenty of training. So you already have, and these skills are not difficult to acquire. It is more about being consistent. So what I do, of course, every day, because I can't just ignore a few things for like few months. I have to be in touch with everything or a lot of things, because that is part of my job. And it is, of course, not difficult. You just need to make sure that you're doing things on a regular basis. So technical skills, top notch, no question about it. One recommendation is that answer questions on the community, or maybe make videos, or maybe write a blog post, or, you know, try to expand your, you know, skill set, technical skill set. That is definitely going to help you. Also, I mentioned in my previous video about demonstration skills, because you will be expected to present what you know. Maybe you will be asked to present Scrivener or Jira Service Management or a specific scenario. And it is actually very difficult. Not many people can do that. Of course, you know about a lot of things, but let us say you have one hour and you are maybe presenting something to a CTO of an organization, the person who will make a decision based on that particular demo. So you need to be you need to basically based on your demo, either your company will win a project or not win a project, right? Yes, that is a lot of pressure. So demonstration skills, let us say if I tell you, okay, we want to see these three things, your client might ask you for a customized demo, and you might not be able to show them exactly what they're looking for, but if you can give them some ideas or hints, or if they can tweak your demo, don't show them the features of the rule. Okay, Jira can, this is Jira, click on this button to create an issue. No, that is, of course, you know, normal thing, right? But you need to basically do demonstration based on what client wants to see. So you need to go back to your initial notes. You need to, of course, refer to the calls or the discussion that you had earlier with your client, because to win a project, it is not just a matter of, okay, client will pay you straight away. It's a long process. It will probably take months to win a project, and until you win the project, that is where pre-sale is involved for doing these activities. So if you have these pre-sale skills, whether you're working for a partner or maybe you're already working in an organization, in a team who is responsible for Atlassian tools, or maybe you want to run your own company or a business, these skills are definitely the most important skills. Now, of course, communication skills, which I mentioned yesterday briefly, but of course, you can refer to that video. Also, the ability to train, because if you're a pre-sale consultant, apart from doing some demos, or apart from just showing what the tool can do, you will also be, you might also be conducting, and you will be conducting a lot of workshops just to gather requirements, because even to gather requirements, clients will pay you. So that is also under the domain of a pre-sale consultant or Atlassian consultants as a whole. Also to do some proof of concepts, because clients will also ask you before they give you the full project. They will ask you, okay, we like the idea, we agree with, or maybe we will like what you can do for us or what Atlassian tools can do for us, but we would like to do a small POC. And POC is like POC, as the name suggests, it is a POC. It is proof of concept. You want to basically show that yes, these things are possible. So when you do a POC, you are basically in the initial phase, and that is something that pre-sale guys do a lot, because they have the skills, they have the experience, and that is actually a bit more difficult than being a consultant. So if I have to rate or if I have to share the path, when you have you start with, of course, Jira admin, then you can potentially go to being an Atlassian consultant, and when you are even more experienced, then of course you can also do a lot of pre-sale, and you will actually get paid quite a lot, because you are helping customers adopt Atlassian tools and help them decide, but you're also helping your organization earn a lot of money, bring a lot of business. And usually pre-sale consultants, if you're doing pre-sale, you should ask for more salary, you should ask for commission, because you're actually selling. And talking about salaries, talking about how to shine, how to grow in your career money-wise, I will also talk about it because why not, right? End of the day, we have to earn money, we have to pay bills. So let me know if you have any specific questions about building your career in this particular field of Atlassian consultation. And I hope you enjoyed watching this video and you learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.